Ahoy everyone, this is the audio journal of Voyagers Under Sail, recording number 2. Oops, I'm driving as I... Okay. It's Friday, June 29, 2018. Tomorrow we are getting out of the house. And on Tuesday we are flying to France to get ready for our sail around the world trip. Last update was 10 days or so ago. This is the second recording, okay? Now I'm driving, there is the aircon is on, so it might be a lot of background noise, but if I don't record this now, I probably never record it, so that's it. Now, didn't get too much sleep for the past few nights. First of all, it's been crazy with work, and I mean crazy. The amount of work I did in the last week equals to what I usually do in 1 month. So you can imagine how busy I was and how tired I am as well. That's first. Second, at the same time, we had to get ready, like packaging everything, packing the stuff, not packaging, packing the stuff from the house that we sent to the boat. Clearing the rooms, getting the house ready for the tenants. The tenants come in the house tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Now it's only 3 o'clock on Friday, yeah? So tomorrow, Saturday, they come to get the keys from the house. You know, the biggest solution that I found was to get a pallet, and I packed loads of boxes and stuck them on the pallet, and I'm sending to France a full pallet. Instead of trying to send parcels or boxes, I send a full pallet full of boxes and all the clothes and equipment, books, charts, pilot books, everything is in there, okay? Like 300 kilograms of stuff on a full pallet. That was one thing. That took a lot of time and a lot of stress. In the meantime, I'm trying to get the jobs done. I put everybody on the long finger. Like, I go, I get the photo shoot done. But the retouching and delivering of the images, it's going to happen probably Monday. Once I get out of the house and I go to Claudia's sister, I will spend a day and a half in a room retouching all the photo shoots that I did lately, and then sending them to the clients. So that's going to sort out that little problem. Right now I'm on my way to the camera shop because I'm selling my Canon 5D Mark III and all the lenses that I have. You're talking about a kit that cost me close to 10,000 euro when I bought it many years ago, let's say. And now I'm giving it for 2,700, which is still a decent price. And I'm using those money against a Panasonic G9 for whoever is interested in this kind of details. I'm getting a Panasonic G9 with two Leica lenses, and I'm still going to put some money out of my pocket. But no, that's it. We make progress. We move on. We freshen up the equipment. Also, today I had a moment of kind of, you know, sad and reflective. Eddie, our neighbor, passed away 2 days ago. And today was the funeral. And I was sitting in the church during the ceremony, during the mass, the service, and I was just thinking, life and death. He died 83 years old after a few years of illness. God rest him in peace. But I was in the church. I said, okay, he died at 83. I'm 45. I'm definitely halfway through with my life. Definitely. Okay? I don't know how close to the end of it, but definitely halfway through. And for a moment, I felt like, okay, so this is myself being, I wouldn't say reborn, but, you know, starting a brand new chapter in my life, going for something really big. Everybody that talks to me in the last few days, oh, very exciting, you know, going away, blah, blah. very few people realize the stress that I'm going through, getting all the stuff ready, packing, doing the the house, putting stuff up in the attic, storing our belongings away, and a lot of other little bits and pieces that need to be done. And on top of that, my laptop, the one that I used to work on, the professional one, crashed almost 2 weeks ago, and since then I'm working on Claudia's laptop. So whatever task I'm doing on that laptop takes 5 times longer than it will do, than it will take on my machine. So the level of frustration is really high when I need to do something. Also, I placed the orders for a lot of the parts that I need to the boat, and I need them delivered just like kind of next week. Most of them seem to be fine and ready to be delivered, less than anti-fouling. So tomorrow lunchtime, we're going to get out of the house, go to Claudia's sister with the children, spend a few days there. And on Tuesday, we're flying out to France, myself and the children. Claudia, as I said before, she will stay in Ireland for another month. Lucky her, while me and the kids are going to work our ass off and sweat in the heat of France. Because let me tell you, in a boatyard, there is not much wind. It's hot as hell, dry, not much shade. And there is a list of 95 jobs that need to be done, okay? So probably we'll talk again next week sometime. All the best and thank you for your time, guys. Thanks. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.